听你课堂，听 class.com。
The room was a library, not a public library, but a private library. That is, a large collection of books belonging to Justice Strauss. There were shelves and shelves of them, on every wall from the floor to the ceiling, and separate shelves, and shelves of them in the middle of the room. The only place there weren't books was in one corner, where there were some large, comfortable-looking chairs and a wooden table with lamps hanging over them, perfect for reading. Although it was not as big as their parents' library, it was as cosy, and the Baudelaire children were thrilled.
"My word," Violet said, "this is a wonderful library."
"Thank you very much," Justice Strauss said. "I've been collecting books for years, and I'm very proud of my collection. As long as you keep them in good condition, you are welcome to use any of my books at any time. Now, the cookbooks are over here on the eastern wall. Shall we have a look at them?"
"Yes," Violet said. "And then, if you don't mind, I should love to look at any of your books concerning mechanical engineering. Inventing things is a great interest of mine."
"And I would like to look at books on wolves," Klaus said. "Recently, I have been fascinated by the subject of wild animals of North America."
"Book!"
Sunny shrieked, which meant, "Please don't forget to pick out a picture book for me." Justice Strauss smiled. "It is a pleasure to see young people interested in books," she said. "But first I think we'd better find a good recipe, don't you?" The children agreed. And for 30 minutes or so they perused several cookbooks that Justice Strauss recommended. To tell you the truth, the three orphans were so excited to be out of Count Olaf's house and in this pleasant library that they were a little distracted and unable to concentrate on cooking. But finally Klaus found a dish that sounded delicious and easy to make. "Listen to this," he said. "Puttanesca. It's an Italian sauce for pasta. All we need to do is sauté olives, capers, anchovies, garlic, chopped parsley and tomatoes together in a pot, and prepare spaghetti to go with it."
"That sounds easy,"
Violet agreed, and the Baudelaire orphans looked at one another. Perhaps, with the kind Justice Strauss and her library right next door, the children could prepare pleasant lives for themselves as easily as making puttanesca sauce for Count Olaf.